Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, October 3rd. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, Missouri's Fort Leonard Wood is home to thousands of soldiers, but it is also providing a safe home for some endangered and threatened species.
It's because of the large area and being on federal property that a lot of these species find military bases as a refuge.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All tells us how scientists from all over the state and country are using the protections of a military base to study and help animals in trouble. First, the news. An aldermanic committee in St. Louis has voted for a bill that would renew tax incentives for developer Paul McKee's slow-moving Northside Urgent Care project. As St. Louis Public Radio's Kay Petron reports, the approval comes after the city's attorney and its economic development arm pointed out legal and financial concerns.
The Housing, Urban Development, and Zoning Committee approved a development agreement that partially reimburses McKee for building a 3-bed urgent care on the former Pruitt-Igoe site. But St. Louis Development Corporation warns the project, as proposed, could lead to big financial losses for the city. Otis Williams is executive director for SLDC.
I don't believe the people who voted for it understood the ramifications of what they just did. But, you know, given the outcome, we'll move ahead.
Committee Chairman Joe Rohde wanted to delay a vote until next week so that officials and developers could learn more. But Alderman Jeffrey Boyd pushed for an immediate vote. The full board will now decide whether to approve the agreement. I'm Kay Petron, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis Airport Advisory Working Group is postponing a vote on whether to release a request for qualifications, which would vet companies interested in leasing St. Louis Lambert International Airport. The group held a closed session for more than 3 hours yesterday and will hold an open meeting tomorrow to talk through any remaining questions and possibly vote on the RFQ. A program from the Missouri Botanical Garden and Washington University is designed to make it easier for St. Louis residents to power their homes with solar energy. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, the garden is providing workshops to help residents receive financial incentives and discounts to install solar panels.
The Grow Solar program delivers seminars called Solar Power Hours. St. Louis residents can learn how to apply for federal and other financial assistance if they want to install solar panels at their homes. Homeowners can also join a program that offers discounted installation rates. Glenda Abney directs sustainability programs at the Garden. She says the program eases the upfront cost of investing in solar energy and provides long-term energy savings that pay off the panels. Solar installer Straight Up Solar estimates that homeowners would save an average of $760 a year over 25 years if they join the program. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.
Finally, a huge party last night at Enterprise Center as the St. Louis Blues opened the National Hockey League's regular season.
Blues fans, as the banner rises to its final place in the rafters, let us forever remember the team that made history, your St. Louis Blues!
One final celebration for last year's Stanley Cup championship as the banner was raised to the rafters before the game. The Blues opened defense of that championship with a 3-2 overtime loss to Washington. We'd like to know your thoughts about the Gateway, even about what we could do better. Email your comments to feedback@stlpublicradio.org. Fort Leonard Wood in south central Missouri is home to more than 6,000 active duty soldiers. Many more come through each year for basic training and other activities. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports the base is also home to several endangered species that have found a peaceful refuge in a place that trains for war.
When you think about Fort Leonard Wood, you may expect it to sound like this. But it also sounds like this. Kenton Lorath is a wildlife biologist studying the eastern hellbender salamander.
They do like areas where there's riffles, just as we hear from this shoal right here. So high oxygenated water and places where there is abundant habitat, so rocks and structure.
Loraf is standing on the banks of the Big Piney River that runs through Fort Leonard Wood, a home of the threatened species that is under consideration for endangered status. Part of his job at the base is to protect endangered and threatened species. For the Eastern Hellbender, the project he has taken on includes helping raise young salamanders.
So they reared them in captivity for 5 years. Eggs from right here on Fort Leonard Wood. And once the hellbenders got to a certain size, it took 5 years. They grow pretty slowly. We brought them back and released them.
Fort Leonard Wood is huge, 96 square miles of diverse habitats. And among the troops training for everything from wilderness survival to driving trucks through enemy territory lies land that has become a safe haven for some of the area's most fragile species. Loraf says it seems an unlikely combination to some, but it's a result of a lot of land and a commitment to protecting it.
It's because of the large area and being on federal property that a lot of these species find military bases as a refuge within the training lands that are out here.
Currently, Fort Leonard Wood is the confirmed home of three endangered species, the spectacle case mussel, the gray bat, and the Indiana bat. Also on base, in addition to the Eastern Hellbender, is another threatened species, the northern long-eared bat. Scientists from around the state and even the rest of the country are working with the biologists at Fort Leonard Wood to study these species and look for ways to help them. Dave Duvernell is one of them. He is the chair of the biology department at Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla. He says having Fort Leonard Wood close by has meant a lot to him and his students.
It is a big opportunity that they are so close and interested in partnering and working on problems of mutual interest.
Duvernell says it's unusual to have such a large tract of land that is accessible and cared for, and it's a boon to studying animal species that are in trouble. He says the military, explosions and all, doesn't interfere with his work. In fact, it might help it. Robin Verbal also teaches at Missouri S&T. She's looking for a moth called the rattlesnake master borer, a threatened species that lives in North American grasslands. She says Fort Leonard Wood is a strong possibility in an area where most prairies have been turned into agricultural fields or forests. Verbal says the shelling at the base starts accidental fires frequently, which sounds like a problem.
But actually creates some of the best savanna habitat and tall grass prairie habitat that you'll see a lot of times in the country.
Verbal is working with Fort Leonard Wood to find her moth, and so far has an encouraging sign. They have confirmed the presence of the plant that is the main food for the moth. While threatened and endangered species have found some refuge at the base, it's not all good news. They are still in trouble, even in the confines of the fort. Loraf says despite their best efforts, the spectacle case mussel population is declining.
But we're struggling with finding a way to protect and enhance and improve, you know, habitat and population numbers for this species. So we're struggling just like everywhere else.
But Loraf says Fort Leonard Wood will remain a strong place for these troubled species to have a chance and for scientists to study them and look for ways to help. Reporting from Fort Leonard Wood, I'm Jonathan Aull, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. Shula Newman is executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. As we wrap up today, a reminder, the Cardinals open the playoffs in a few hours in Atlanta against the Braves. It's game one of a best-of-five series. I'm Wayne Pratt. And from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.